Host again today. Yes. Oh boy. You know, we're here week in and week out to find wonderful guests to bring forward important information with the idea of simply lifting stress out of our lives, having better quality of lives, something simple like that. I've put that into a prayer that has a few more words that you might like, and if they're not great for you, please make up some prayer statement, affirmation of your own that really calls you forth. This one is passionate for me. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time, with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So there's our theme, thought, prayer, intention. And with that, I keep calling forth wonderful support from guests, like our wonderful guest today, to help us on our path. And as we get started into the show, I want to take a moment to acknowledge our sponsor for the Advanced Living Radio program, Advanced Living Comfort, ADVANCED, livingcomfort.com. You will find the comfort technology that is referred to by many as a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. We have crazy energy in our high-tech electric world and wonderful technology to do all kinds of great stuff. The bad news is it hurts us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And when you get one of these comfort units, a small unit that has been modified, you take a digital clock, we have a process to modify it so that it creates a pure harmonized energy, and oh, wow, get ready for less stress, get ready for better sleep, get ready for clearer thinking, so many benefits. And people like Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reverend Michael Beckwith of the Agape Church and The Secret, Harvard Medical Doctor Eva Selhub, so many others have found this to be just tremendously beneficial. So take a moment, treat yourself, and there's special pricing on advancedlivingcomfort.com. All righty, and now for today. Oh, boy, get ready. I'd say strap yourself in, but it's more like about let's set ourselves free today, because we're in for a treat. There's a gentleman who's going to talk with us about pathways to discovering how we can, with a little guidance, be the guide to amazing breakthroughs. And our friend today, James Manigold, is an amazing guide. And he uses a special system, and with that system, we are able to create an information pattern that can be interpreted as a way to make huge breakthroughs. And as you know, it's so important when we're dealing with puzzles in our life, right? And I don't know about you folks, but my life has been a bit of a puzzle. I hope all of us are doing our best to make our lives blossom and wonderful. And yet sometimes with our best efforts, oops, and a step forward, two back, four sideways, a couple upside down, oh my gosh, flames of hell. Well, maybe not that, but it can get to be a bit messy. And what if there was a simple way to actually get guided to sorting through this puzzle so that we get to understand the context and then pull the pieces together in a way that we haven't probably looked at and is going to move people ahead? Yes, I hope you're a bit intrigued. I can tell you from personal experience with this system, it's amazing. Now, let me tell you a bit about our guest today, James Manigault. Well, this gentleman's interest in health and healing began when he worked with an allopathic physician in the early 1980s. And then he realized that there was also a mind-body component to healing, which prompted him to pursue a more holistic approach in natural and alternative medicine. So, you know, 80s, what are we, 30-some years that this fine gentleman has been at this. And so before long, he began working with homeopathy and natural modalities of healing. And then, as time and things evolved, he contacted the Life Energy Institute that was founded by Joseph R. Scogna Jr., and this consequently led him to an interest in Scogna's self-awareness formulas, referred to as SAF. I like to call it SAFE, just because it takes us from a place of craziness and fear into a place where things work a lot better. And then James became certified as an SAF practitioner and has worked with clients in many parts of the world, including he's based in the U.S., back in Pennsylvania, but people in Cyprus, Greece, Thailand, Israel, the Netherlands, North, South America, and more. I don't know. This guy is so amazing. He might have some interplanetary folks he's working with, but I know lots of people on our planet. So it is his passion to help people heal themselves in mind, body, and spirit through this self-awareness. So let's welcome our guest and just dive into this. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Well, thank you for being with us today and helping us to learn some SAF and to be a lot more SAF-er, as I'd like to say.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really privileged.
All right. Now, help us to get started. I gave the name SAF and, self-awareness formula, and it's like, okay, that's some fine words to put together. Would you help us to get a little more deep into what the heck that means?
Sure. Basically, anything that we do in any direction that we head, we always need an awareness as to where we're going. And that is exactly what self-awareness formulas is. It's a science, and it's a science based on mathematics, which we'll get into, explain that later. But basically, it means awareness of your patterns and of things that affected you, such as traumas and incidents throughout your life as younger children up until present day. And what the purpose of it is to bring that to your awareness. And that's how I best put it.
Ah, okay. Well, I gotta like that. And now, something that's pretty interesting from my background with this is that in the work of Joe, who was an interesting fellow himself, tied together a lot of things from what seemingly unrelated topics, and yet brought them together and found, I guess, what? How do they all tie together? How does SAF use all these sciences?
Great. The relativity of SAF is the beauty of it, because it's science. It's a mathematical formula, and the way, basically, it's universal tool for the connections of body, mind, and spirit. It's a method that includes and uses all sciences. And Joseph Skolnick's book, The Secret of, well, it's actually called The Secret of SAF, The Self-Awareness Formulas of Joseph R. Skolnick, has really detailed information and explanation of all this. But the such vast body of information that he put together in order to link these sciences is absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Now, could you help tie a little something together? Because the quantum physicists are mentioning we have physical matter, and then someone saw, for instance, The Secret, or maybe What the Bleep Do We Know? I think there's probably some other movies out there not being mentioned at the moment, but they talk about, well, here's physical matter, and then as you get down into it and tinier and tinier, you get to a point where it's vibration and energy, and then everything is vibration and energy at some point. And what I don't know is any of this stuff something that ends up being able to be thought of or put down in terms of mathematical terms, do you think?
Absolutely. And as you know about nuclear, everybody in this day and age, I'm sure, knows nuclear fission and nuclear fusion and how matter can be converted into energy and energy into matter. And basically, the mathematics used in all sciences, that's the bottom line test of science, is measurement. And so basically what you're doing is you're measuring actual places, things, anything, any body of knowledge is measured. And science mm-hmm. does that. Science uses measurements in order to connect everything.
Ah, okay. So, like our friend Albert Einstein, or as I call him, Al, I'd like to say he used to stop over quite a bit for snacks, but that would be one of my fantasies, so I won't go there. But would have loved to have met him in person. His formula that many people have heard of, E equals MC squared, talks about, okay, there's a relationship between energy, E, and then matter. And so when we start to have matter, there's vibration, I'm guessing. And if there's vibration, is that something that mathematics can then have a, you know, say, okay, well, each vibration has some sort of mathematical component? I'm trying to make sense out of how everything can be interconnected mathematically.
Well, there, you basically just said it.
It
all has to do with measurement.
Ah.
In other words, our standard of everything is measurement. So you have measurement of vibrations. I mean, vibration is measured. If you look at an oscilloscope, you'll see patterns, and everything relies in science on basic standards. And mathematics sets those standards, and that's a mathematical formula: energy equals mass squared.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing has to do with converting matter into energy, energy into matter, and from there it takes it into that whole measurement system, which is so vital for anything. You have to have a measurement in order to find out the status of anything in science.
Ah, okay. Well, good. So this is important. And then I guess would you give a little bit? So you're making mention, okay, that everything has at some level, at some vibrational level, so it may not be obvious in physical form. If you're looking at an elephant or a tree, most people aren't sitting there going, oh, I wonder what the mathematical number is for this thing. But apparently you're indicating there is, and so how do you then use that if everything has some sort of mathematical component? How do you use that in SAF to help us to basically help solve some of our puzzles of life?
Okay, so you're basically looking for something that you can base the magnitude, quantity of objects, places, and things, and the quantities and qualities have to have numbers for the measurement. And what Joseph Skonia did was put this together in a way that he converted emotions and organ systems of the body and correlated that into a numbering system.
Mm.
So each thing, there's certain organs, there's basically 24 organ and gland systems involved, and they all have a number. They're assigned a number, as Joe Skonia worked out this elaborate formula, which works in order for us to trace particular situations, and we look at organs and we look at glands, and that's basically what the numbers represent, specific organs and glands. And from there, they measure at a certain point, and the measurement shows the quantity and quality of the actual measurement. So I'm trying to put it in a way that would really makes it easy to understand. If you were to say frequency is a measurement.
Yeah.
So these frequencies, if you look at a light frequency, they have relatively recently discovered that light, they used to think light was just a wave, but now they find it's a wave and a particle. So therefore you have this going in and out of mass and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So Joseph Skonia had devised this formula and this fantastic system of coming to each of these number patterns, and this is how we read where we are in a particular time of our lives at any given point. Excuse me.
Wow. Wow, so it's, I'm understanding a little bit that with this SAF system and the mathematics, you end up being able to support a person to take a bit of a snapshot, or like in your, I love your metaphor, the puzzle. It's like if we took a picture, and then it was broken up into pieces, we'd want to put it together, and so SAF seemed with the mathematics, apparently we get this snapshot of a puzzle, and that somehow you and the system can help us put this together. I'm not quite sure. Is that making any sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That's precisely what it does. And
wow.
Galileo wrote a statement. He said the story of the entire universe was written in the language of mathematics. And so now we have a mathematical matrix here, which is what SAF works with, and it connects all the sciences, and the numbers comprise the language of SAF.
Mm.
So a number is a symbol. It's a quantity or quality, and a number has no feelings until it's assigned feelings, energy until it's endowed with that energy, and SAF assigns qualities such as feelings, emotions, and energy to numbers. Is that understandable to you? I mean, does that sound easily understood, I should say?
This is a bit of an unusual process from the standpoint that at some level I'm going, you've reduced it all to numbers, and the government calling us numbers, and we've got the social security number, and then there's the driver's license number, and I don't want to be just a number. So there's, to me, it brings up a little resistance from that standpoint of feeling diminished by being a number. But I know enough about your system that this numbering process is actually beautiful. And what comes to mind, Jim, as I talk with you, is if we're standing at a safe and it's big and it's got this huge lock and there's a whatever 10, 20 numbers of the combination that we have to get right before we can open this safe and go into it and find the treasure. And isn't that interesting? As a safe, as a treasure, an SAF system. Oh my gosh, how does all this tie together? Who's talking here? Then we don't mind having a bunch of numbers if it's a combination to a safe that gets our lives a lot better.
Fantastic analogy, and that's, I couldn't have put it better myself. That's precisely what SAF does. It gets in there. You get the right combination, and you open the safe to the treasures that lie within.
Mm. Wow. Now, this is amazing, and I don't know if you would perhaps, just to give this some personal meaning, because you had done a lot of studies and tried different things, homeopathy, I mean, it's wonderful. And can you give us a little bit about, for you, some of your work with this SAF system and how it supports you, and just so we get a little personal, because I'm guessing that was inspiring for you.
No, absolutely. So what basically in my experience with life, when you go through hard times, you have problems build up on you, you don't know where to turn, and SAF came along, and at first I was skeptical as to how this thing could work, and I think most people would be when you just see this chain of numbers. It's a sequence of numbers, and you have no idea what it means until it's interpreted. But the beauty for me personally is as I interpreted these numbers and related it to specific time frames in my life where things were happening, and I was able to bring up memories of things that occurred in my life at any particular time, mm-hmm. in the time frames which were shown in this chain of numbers.
Oh.
And it was beautiful because I could relate to the emotion linked to that number. And once that happened, it was like a release of the pain or the grief, whatever the emotion was. I could get it out because it was a specific time frame in which it was put right there, that number right there in that specific slice of life. And
wow.
I could say this, let's say the emotion was sadness, and I could say at a specific age, because this is so long ago that I worked on this particular chain that I'm speaking of, but I came up with many experiences. But the biggest one in this time frame was sadness, and I put that together
mm-hmm.
and found how it related to my original major complaint, we call it.
Yeah.
The reason for filling out the questionnaire that gives us the chain.
Okay, yeah, please. I was just kind of wondering, as you were going on, this is making sense, and I thought to myself, okay, how was it that you ended up with this? You call it a chain of numbers, and or it's a sequence of numbers, and this came from, and now you're going to please explain that.
Okay, there on the website www.lifeenergyresearch.com. There's a section that tells about SAF, and it's. Shows you everything that basically you need to know to start out with. And there's a section that says questionnaires. And when you do the prompt on questionnaires, it will bring you up to these three choices of questionnaires, which is SAF 120, the stress 120, and the Q24. And these are the various questionnaires that you have. There's 120 questions on the first two that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The stress 120 and the obviously 120 is the number of questions. So The Q24 though is only 24 questions. It's really quick and easy to do.
Okay.
And when you fill that questionnaire out,
yeah,
it'll say begin questionnaire, and you fill out these various questions, and you will get prompted to put from 1 to 5 in severity of the particular bracket in each question. And when you complete all these questions, that will give you a chain of numbers, and that's how you come about getting the chain of numbers. So it's on www.lifeenergyresearch.com is where you can access that.
Oh, okay. And then you are a longtime practitioner of this and helping guide people, and I'm understanding you're in process of putting up a website.
Mm-hmm.
That people can learn, and that was listed on our radio show page that said coming soon, I think, this HTTP slash slash thing, James, your name, J-A-M-E-S, Manigold, M-A-N-E-G-O-L-D, webs.com. And is that the site you're going to be using?
That's the site I'll be using.
Okay. And then as a practitioner of this system, will you be allowed then to put these questionnaires up on your site and work with people directly?
I will have the lifeenergyresearch.com, which then will be highlighted, and you'll be able to just click on that, and that will take you to the questionnaire, the website.
Okay, got it. I didn't know. So there'll be some way that people through
Absolutely.
Your site or the other site, they'll be able to access these questionnaires. And then this, the questionnaire, was the pathway for you expressing things about your life that were then converted into a sequence of numbers through this amazing system.
Correct.
Woo.
And then the processing... The processing of it comes when they contact me, and what I do then is get into those slices for the individual that's doing it, and each individual slice, I assign the emotion to it at a particular... When I say slice, I'm talking probably, just to give you an example, one of the things would be between the ages of birth and a certain age, and then
mm-hmm.
so forth and up the line, all the way up to present. And in each one of these slices, let's say it would be 4 years in each slice. So it would be birth to 4 years, 4 years to 8 years, and I would go up each slice of these emotions and review that emotion with the individual. They would tell me the emotional trauma that or event that falls within that category that we've mentioned of a certain age, wherever it falls, and I will help them process that out. I will ask them various questions so that they can come to realize what the trauma is or the incident event. And then what I will do is I will go through, having learned about that trauma, to help them to see how it relates to the complaint that they put in as their reason for filling out the questionnaire.
Oh.
Is that lucid enough? To,
my goodness. Okay.
Now, previously there was a infrared gun that you would point at various points of the face, which would give you the opportunity to elaborate a chain out of that. It's not accessible to everybody. Not everybody can get, in fact, right now, the second edition hasn't been put out of this because the technology is gone from the first that Joseph Scone used to use.
Mm-hmm.
And some people still have an infrared gun that works. I don't know how many.
But yeah, well, there aren't too many around.
So the questionnaire is a way to do it remotely without having to use that gun, and you can read the questions, fill the questionnaire out, and call me as a practitioner to decipher that for you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you might have to have a license to carry an infrared gun. Or
yeah, it's called a gun, but I mean it's not that ominous. But it merely measures temperature.
Okay,
accurate temperature measurement.
Okay, so there
was not available at this time. So
no.
Questionnaire is available, and if the gun were available, you would have to go to somebody in your proximity, or however willing you were to travel to that area just to get somebody to test it. This way, anybody can do it online. And
oh my gosh, what a breakthrough! So this has made this formerly very limited system now globally available through practitioners like yourself.
Absolutely.
Ah, that's huge.
It's very huge. Yes, it's global.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, from listing some of the people in different parts of the world that you've already helped.
Yes, I've had a lot of success with SAF, and I don't ever recall anybody being dissatisfied with it. I mean, everybody was pleased. I've worked with a lot of people, and it's just amazing. It's actually about you who's filling out the questionnaire, you as the client filling out this questionnaire. This is all about you and your life, and basically all I do is interpret things and link things together to help people to see how a particular thing works. I've already done some questionnaires where I spoke to somebody, and they said, I don't see how that relates, and as I would get into explaining things and pointing things out, they would say, oh my goodness, you're right. You know, I spoke to some people who actually had just couldn't even come up with something that happened during that time, but through just gently persuading them to remember the incident, and the incident would pop up and they'd say, yes, now I remember this or that happened. And once they do that, they're able to dissolve that trauma, so it no longer has anything to do as far as damage in their life. In other words, they've, as a child, when you have a situation that's your whole life depends on many situations as children, and that's when these traumas form. And as a child, it's your only survival mechanism to live through certain things, to do certain things. You're in fear as a child almost because you're dependent on somebody else, so it worked for you as a child. But as an adult, it could be a destructive pattern that's no longer working for you. The chain will help you determine what is happening in present day and bring that back to why you do it. It would take you back to the very anchor or the thing that holds the trauma into place, and you're able to basically get rid of, dissolve the charge on this. Everything has an electric charge within it. I mean, traumas electrically charge you, and so that charge hangs on this trauma, and until it's discharged, you're going to have a problem. So the discharging of it is the actual resolution.
Okay. Now, this is a bit off the wall, which is a specialty of mine. So if you love someone and you have a real hot electric charge for them, if we used your system, would that dissipate the love?
No, it doesn't work that way. It's working primarily. That's not quite how it works. It works with traumas only. We're not going to dissolve anybody's ability to love here.
Okay, because I was thinking someday we might find that one happy couple on the planet, and if we used this on them, it would end all.
I don't think that could happen.
Okay.
Basically, life is all about love and fear.
Okay.
And what isn't, fear will always destroy and love will always create. And love is good. it's the greatest thing on earth because it's what makes unity and keeps people together. When you put fear into the equation, which is what traumas do,
yeah.
Traumas put you into a fearful situation on some level, and it's bad energy. That once you get that energy out of the way, the fear energy, that it just dissipates the traumatic effect of the situation that happened to you. The harmful effects are just gone. But love will not dissipate because of a chain.
Wow, this is good to know. So that there is actually something innate and underlying, and it is, as you were making mention of that. Yeah, to me, I'm assuming, because there's probably a rampant skepticism on the planet just based on thousands of years of an elitist system that has abused people. If that didn't make someone skeptical, I don't know what would. And so here we have this system, and you're going, well, you know, this is love underneath it all. And I'm just wondering, I've got a theory, but I don't know what you would think. To me, if we look at a human being with some large number of cells created in the womb as a baby, some say 7 trillion, 50 trillion, 100 trillion, I mean, it's a lot more than I have in dollars right now. It's huge, okay? And this whole thing is in a natural birth process, a natural gestation, comes together with exquisite precision. And so, I mean, to me, I don't know if that's one way of...
That's well put. That's well put. Basically, I think everybody's desire is to alleviate all the fear, which we call negativity, all the fear emotions that we've ever experienced, and get them out of our lives so that we can experience the full emotions of love, which will cause growth, creativity, and everything positive. And when we get the fear, or actually, better put, really, is illusion of fear, because they're only thoughts that we have, and they're emotions which can be discharged.
Okay, yeah.
So love can't be discharged, because love is good.
Yeah, love is the innate creative force upon which we as human beings are here.
Exactly. In fact,
wow.
Yes, it is. That's what created every person, really, was created, you know, with love in mind. I mean, that's what creates. But fear has stepped in, as we've been conditioned throughout our lives, and as we grow through life, the fears just pile and pile and pile on top of you, and you can't see the love because the fear is blocking the light of it. But love is light, and when you break... start taking away all those blocks, there's light, and then you have a wide open spectrum. Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, actually wrote the song The Brick in the Wall, and it wasn't actually called... The one that I'm thinking of is the whole album of The Wall.
Oh.
And it basically talks about tearing down the wall, and the wall that he's tearing down in that particular cinema and album that he has made, that wall is actually the wall of fear.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
And that's what it's all about, and just taking down that wall so that love can shine through. And you hear that many times. You hear, you know, many instances throughout your life where something has blocked you. Well, you build up a wall, you can't see what's on the other side, and when you tear down the wall, then the light comes in, and then you say, hey, this is good. Same thing with a cloud cover.
Wow.
Well, you say, the sun's gone.
Yeah.
You know, the sun went in. The sun didn't do anything. It stayed there. What happened is the clouds blocked the sun, and that's what negative emotions and negative situations of fear have done in our lives, and we want to get back to wipe the fear out, clear the clouds up, and I can see clearly now the rain is gone. It's going to be a bright, sunny day.
Yeah, wow. So, geez, if I'm understanding from the metaphor that you're describing of love and the light and fear and trauma and darkness, then it's kind of like... little stuff that maybe upsets us a little bit or hurts us a little would be kind of, I don't know, if I were in a room, let's say, and there was a light with plenty of light, and then there's a rheostat on the wall that you can make the light very bright or make it go totally out. And so we come into this with a bright, bright light of the perfection of our of all of our cells working beautifully, and oh, a little trauma comes along, and so maybe that just dimmed it a little, and we might not even notice it if it wasn't much. But if it's a big trauma, that could dim it a bunch, and so somewhere with all of the stuff for people's lives, if you get enough accumulated trauma and they keep turning the light down and light down and light down, pretty soon we're wandering around in the dark. And no wonder life hurts more, because it's harder to find the door when you're in total darkness and walking into walls. The SAF chain essentially, I don't know if you'd say that turns the light back up or helps us find the door out of the darkness. What do you think?
Okay, let's put it this way. When you speak about light, well, what creates the darkness is the resistance to letting the current through. So what you're doing is taking away the resistance through dissolving these traumas and incidents that have created havoc in our lives, and you dissolve all that negative stuff, and it dissipates, and as you dissolve it, you're turning up the rheostat.
Hmm.
In other words, you're turning it more towards the light, turning it more towards the love, getting more love than fear, and that's our goal.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So that's so sweet. So as you're saying this, I'm thinking to myself, so if someone says, well, my life's not working very well, then it's sort of like the simple answer is, well, there's not enough light. And then they, well, but how do I get more light? And that's where we suggest folks get in contact with James Manigold to figure out how through this survey of questions you can be guided to finding out through this sequence of numbers that will reveal a pattern to help solve problems and get more light in your life more quickly.
Huh. Well put, well put.
Well, you're a pretty sneaky guy doing this stuff.
Well, I try to be.
Yeah, I hope so. We
want to get rid of that kind of stuff because individually we need it, and we're all one, and knowing that we're all one immediately gives us the revelation that if we're working against each other and being that rheostat blocking the current from coming through, the electricity coming through, and thereby blocking the light, we're a part of a global problem as opposed to being bringing light into the situation so that we all can see a more clear way to the path which sets us free.
This is
and the
great.
The truth shall set you free, and the truth does set you free because the truth is the light. There is no darkness in the truth.
Yeah.
The darkness is in the fear and the negativity and the blocking of the light through that. So
right.
We want to turn on the light and so everybody can see. I mean, Don Quixote, when you read the story about how he saw these huge figures with swords and they were ominous and scary and fearful, and here they were shadows of a windmill. You know, windmills, and they appear to be soldiers, you know, out to get him. And this is what happens. You put light on the subject, and you dispel. You put the light in front of the windmill, and there's no shadow to block the light. We're bringing the traumas up front so that people can see what they are. Bring the traumas to the surface so they no longer have the emotion, electric motion, which caused the pain.
Oh, this is important. Now, when you make mention of this saying that is profound and very accurate, know the truth and it'll set you free, like I've talked to people and many folks have turned to others for support, and they've been given some simplistic solution that might be, well, if you're not happy, love more or forgive. Something that, to me, is a truth. It's important, and yet within that, there's nothing of substance to guide a person when they're in the midst of a lot of pain and hurt. The simplistic thing like that, to me, is something that I'm not fond of ever hearing or doing to someone, because it doesn't support them. And what I would ask you to do, because if I'm understanding the system at all, is with this questionnaire that you turn into a sequence of numbers, that you actually start to help create a map for someone in the midst of pain to find a pathway out of it that they can't with just simple glib advice like be happy and forgive and mm-hmm. and all this stuff.
I always call those pat answers.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's how I look at it. I mean, you know, somebody, you know, they'll pull a Bible out or some inspirational work by a philosopher or a theologian, and they'll say, oh, this is this. And, yeah, it's true what they're saying, but it does nothing to dissolve it. Sometimes it only serves to make the person feel worse about themselves because they think, gee, this person's happy. I'm not. I must be the bad guy. But the purpose of the SAF chain is to get to those points, as you said, as a map or a puzzle, whatever way you best can see it. You're putting something together that is giving you the opportunity to dissolve the things that brought you down and made the situation unbearable to you or created a pattern in your life which caused you to do reckless things or things that weren't for your best interest because they were blocked by these fearful traumas that you were still living in the shadow of.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Can you give a couple of examples of people that you've worked with without, you know, mentioning their names, so that there's some anonymity, whatever that word is, you
That's
know.
Easy for you to say.
Exactly. I'll be working on
anonymity,
that for a week.
Yes. Well, I certainly would never reveal any names because of that, unless the person told me directly to.
Yes.
But I've dealt with, there's a particular client of mine who actually became a friend of mine due to this. And he's a doctor, and he had piled all kinds of traumatic events on him. He just suffered with feelings of not having the right to live, basically, because it brought it back to a trauma that he had. That it was a trauma between birth and the age of 4 or 5, and he remembered that he was like drowning in salt water, and he had regression and a whole lot of other things done, hypnosis, and it came out that basically his mother, in an attempt to get him out of her body, used salt water, and throughout his entire life he carried things with him, a very successful man, but in his eyes, he was never successful enough. He wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Well, by virtue of the fact that his mother wanted to get rid of him from a very young age, he felt like he shouldn't be here. But yet he wanted to be here, so he lived mm-hmm. through it, and he maintained success. But everything he did, he felt no success at all in life because he felt that he was just shouldn't be here. He should have been done in, and so many things up the line of that whole, his whole chains, as he did chains in a period of 4 years, and now he's free and unbound, and he's got nothing to say but good.
Okay, now let me check with you on this, because there's some important details that I want to make sure come out.
Sure.
In this guy's life, Dr. X, if you will, because okay. I don't know any other letters in the alphabet right now. Thank you. Yeah, a little humor never hurts. What I'm wondering is, hadn't he or had he gone to other people. It might have been psychiatrists. It might have been
psychologists,
on and on and on for many years trying to get help.
Absolutely.
And it didn't get the job done, right?
No. As a matter of fact, there's even one testimonial that I have from one of my clients who actually made the statement in the testimony that he said, wow, one session with Jim was like 50 sessions of psychology. And that's what it does. It gets you right into the pinpointed trauma. It gets that trauma, grabs a hold of it, and reveals it, and processes it out to the point where you're able to say, wow, I went to a psychologist for 2 years and got nothing, and this guy comes along and talks to me for 2 hours, and I got to every trauma.
Hmm.
So what it basically does is it pinpoints the actual event in time within a framework of time and the actual emotion, and will allow you to expunge that from your psyche.
Mm. Wow. Now, sometimes I have my be very practical moments, and typically if someone's going to a psychologist, $100 an hour is average. Some it's easily $200. A psychiatrist, I think, can be up from that. And if we take that times 50, that's about $5,000. And in 2 hours of working with you, someone got some amazing relief that they equated to 50 hours of, and I'm assuming for the moment that they had actually done many sessions. So are your rates, what, about $5,000 for a visit with you?
I would like to get that much. It would be nice, but my rates are the same as the low rate of the psychologist that you just mentioned, because in two sessions, which is equivalent to $200, this individual was freed and just had a tremendous breakthroughs that he could never have had. He probably could have gone for another 50 sessions with a psychologist and wouldn't have even touched the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
Because basically all they do is they have you for a 45-minute appointment. You're in there, or 50 minutes, and they'll talk to you and ask you a few things and have you say things, and then they write it down and you come back again. And they make an attempt to evaluate, and they sometimes use a certain parameter to tell you what you have, which isn't really revealing anything to you at all. It's only naming a disease, a dis-ease, as they want to put some label on you. So you're labeled as something, which does nothing to help you. I mean, I don't think labeling has ever helped anybody.
Well, it helps me when I go shopping at the grocery store.
They're not labeling you, though. They're labeling what they're selling.
Oh, okay. So there's a difference.
When they label you, that's when it's bad.
Okay. Well, I love it. I mean, to me, I'm certainly admire people that have studied and gotten degrees in psychology or psychiatry, and they're doing the best they can to help people. What I'm so excited about is to have someone like yourself come forward and say, well, here was the work of a man that had made amazing breakthroughs and then turned your life around in some powerful ways, and then you've had the opportunity to help a bunch of others very quickly, and that this is to get it started with this is available online, if I understand, to fill out a questionnaire, and then do people email you or call you on the phone?
Well, then they would get they would get into that, fill out the questionnaire, and email me, or get my email will be on my website. They can get into my website or just email me at james.manigold@gmail.com.
And would you spell that out?
I'm sorry. James.manegold@ gmail, as that's Google Mail, .com.
Oh, okay, so there's a dot between James and Manigault.
Correct, and there's, yep.
Okay, and then M-A-N-E-G-O-L-D is the Manigault.
That's correct.
Because there's a high percentage of people that can do 100% of getting James right.
A less percentage that will get the Manigault right,
yeah.
And less yet that will remember to put the dot between the two.
Okay. Well, by the time someone's hearing this, it's going to get easy.
Well, I hope it didn't confuse them more than make it easy.
No. James.
Who's on first?
Dot Manigault, MANEGOLD.com.
At gmail.com.
Oh, okay, at Gmail. See, this is why.
There it is. You're confused already.
Who is this?
You need to do a change.
So my listeners can know, I will be taking advantage of that offer from James. He is thoroughly a delight. I've spoken with him on several occasions and have some familiarity with the system, not as much as James does, and have real admiration and respect for it, and find personally James to be a delightful person, and I'll look forward to that session, because like the rest of us, I have at least one issue left to resolve.
Lucky guy.
At least one.
I think everybody, you know, will for the rest of their lives on this planet, when if they dissolved every issue that they had to date, there will be one coming up very shortly again, because this world will dish out the situations. So, mm-hmm. In truth, we're all looking for love. We're looking for a way to get rid of the fear. And we're looking for a way to be happy and fulfilled and be one with everything. And that's what this is, the direction.
Wow. Couldn't have said it better. James, we have completed our time together. And so to wrap up, I just want to say thank you for taking time to be with us. And to my beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. And to you, Jim, and my listeners, until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.
Let go of it, God. Let myself loose and let go of it. Let it go.